ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Is looking at you, kid.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody stole my crayon.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 175, right around the corner, July the 5th, live from Las Vegas, and that, of course, the main event, Chris Weidman, unbeaten, never taken off his feet, the real deal. He's got it all. He can wrestle. He's got a great wrestling base. He can strike. He's got a great boxing stance. Of course, knocking out Anderson Silva in that first fight last year, knocking him out with two punches. Boom, boom. Left hook, right hand. Boxing 101. Straight up, Chris Weidman taking on the Dragon, Lyoto Machida. UFC 175, the main event for the World Middleweight Championship. Of course, UFC Fan Expo taking place July 5th and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, they'll have like 55 or 60 fighters there as far as the UFC roster is concerned. There'll be stars there. And, of course, we've got all kinds of things coming up as far as UFC fight news is concerned because that's where it's going on. There'll be fights announced. You'll be able to sign autographs with fighters, take pictures with fighters. Fan Expo, I think, is $60 a day or $60 for both days. The pricing is pretty good. And if you can't afford the fights themselves, you can go watch a fight in a bar on pay-per-view for like $10, $15, $20 or something in Vegas. Bottom line is, just because you're limited in income doesn't mean you can't meet some UFC fans and spread the wealth as far as your knowledge of the fight games concerned, MMA style, by going to the Fan Expo 2014 live in Las Vegas, put on by the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and the American Forces Network.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates from $159 a night. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodge@tiburon.com.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strength. Oh!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, my God! They've killed Kenny!
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. We're talking MMA this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network as well. It was yesterday, but it was in Auckland, New Zealand, so the times were way off. I couldn't televise this fight live in the United States on any of the Fox Sports affiliates because of the time differential. And, of course, Nate Marquardt went over there to fight James Tahuna. James Tahuna was a slight favorite going in, and Tahuna had been on a bit of a roll. Marquardt, the underdog, goes in there and stops him in the first round with an armbar submission. Time was 4 minutes and 34 seconds, so Nate Marquardt getting his groove back on, an upset winner over James Tahuna. That was the main card. And the UFC was on the main event, and that was the UFC fight on Fight Pass. And, of course, to join Fight Pass, according to Dave Meltzer, it's like $8.99 a month, and you get to watch some of the old fights as far as the World Extreme Cage fighting and Pride fighting and that kind of good stuff. But you don't get a whole lot of live action. You just don't. And I don't know how this is going to go over with UFC fans or not, because the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment, of course, we're talking about Vince McMahon and company, what they're doing with their monthly channel, they've got a WWE network now, what they're doing is they're charging like $10, but they allow you to watch all the pay-per-views and all the WrestleManias, all that kind of good stuff for free. So you get to watch that for your $10 a month. So I don't know what's going to prevail here, whether the UFC method of putting these fights on Fight Pass for one Fight Pass and showing old fights for $9 a month, or the WWE mantra of giving it all up for $10 a month. I don't know which one's going to prevail, but something's got to give. Which one will it be, the WWE or the UFC platform that prevails come 2015? Because I don't think this can go on for a year. One of them's got to give. One of them's got to give. Speaking of giving, as I said, Nate Marquardt not giving anything, taking away that win down there in Auckland, New Zealand. 1 minute, taking back 4 minutes and 34 seconds of the first round. Jared Rawshaw was the winner over Saul Palalatai. That was a unanimous nod across the board. And, of course, we're talking unanimous, 30-27, 30-27, 30-27. Identical scores, 3 rounds a zip. The UFC fights are usually 3 rounds in duration unless they're championship fights. Of course, 3 5-minute rounds if they are championship fights, or as was the case with Nate Marquardt and James Tahuna from Auckland, New Zealand, the main event is scheduled for 5 rounds. A main event or a title fight in the UFC is a 5-round fight. Let's switch gears. Let's go from UFC in Auckland, New Zealand to UFC. Guess where? San Antonio, Texas. They called it Fight Night, folks. Cub Swanson and Jeremy Stevens. And a little controversy here because Cub Swanson won a unanimous nod, 49-46, 49-46, and 48-47. I didn't see it that way. Jeremy Stevens won the first 3 rounds. I mean, he won them. There was just no doubt about it. He was imposing his will on Cub Swanson for the first 3 rounds. Now, Cub came back and had a great fourth and fifth round. Okay? But he didn't win the fight. He didn't win it. For these scores to come back, you know, like these were like boxing scores almost, like they were FedEx dinner or faxed in the day before. Because if they objectively had looked at this fight, it was not a 4-1 fight for Cub Swanson in rounds, because that's what 49-46 twice means. That two judges had a 4-1 in rounds, the other judge had it 3-2 in rounds. I had a 3-2 in rounds for Mr. Stevens, and I thought it was an easy fight to score. He won the first three rounds, sort of like Dan Henderson and Shogun Rua a couple of years ago at the Shark Tank, the Shark Pond, call it what you want, the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California, a place where the San Jose Sharks play. But, you know, Henderson won the first three rounds going away. I mean, it was like, wow, all over him, fast, speed, landing shots, and then the last two rounds, it was just him taking a whooping, I mean, a bad whooping, okay? And you had to go with the guy. I like to go with the guy that won the rounds clearly, not the guy that looks the best at the end. And that's what a lot of judges end up doing for some reason, or they figure out, well, this guy's favorite, so I'm going to give him the benefit of a doubt. Maybe subconsciously, maybe not knowingly doing this, but that's what's happening here. And Cub Swanson, I thought, got a gift last night. Cubs on a bit of a roll now at featherweight, 145 pounds. So he wants to take on Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo, he's ready for him. He'll lick him like a stamp. Of course, unless the 145-pound world champion has seen better days like Renan Barreiro losing to TJ Dillashaw a fortnight ago. A big upset, of course, the biggest upset thus far in 2014 in the world of MMA. TJ Dillashaw of Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California, Uriah Faber's gym, just whooping on Renan Barreiro, just whooping on him, stopping him in the fifth round, but whooping on him. I mean, the Brazilian, of course, was one of two UFC champions. Now all the UFC champions are Americans. Let me go through the roster for you. The 125-pound champion, that's flyweight. That's Demetrius Johnson. He's an American. 135 pounds is the aforementioned TJ Dillashaw of Sacramento, California. 145 pounds. The only non-American to hold a UFC title is Jose Aldo, hasn't lost a fight, I believe, since 2008 or 2005, I forget which one it is. And, of course, at 155 pounds, we have the world lightweight champion, Anthony Pettis. 170 pounds, Johnny Hendrick, the man that beat GSP. 185 pounds, we have the world middleweight champion, who's on display this coming Saturday, July the 5th in Las Vegas, Nevada, UFC 175. I'm talking about Chris Weidman, unbeaten, never taken off his feet. 205 pounds is the light heavyweight champion out of Atlanta, GA, Mr. John Jones, Bones Jones. The heavyweight champion of the world in heavyweight in the UFC in the MMA world is 205 pounds to 265 pounds. The weight limit is 265. It is Cain Velasquez of Silicon Valley, USA. Bottom line is he is the world heavyweight champion. So that lays out the different weight classes as far as the world of UFC is concerned. But Kelvin Gastelum is a good fighter to keep an eye on. Of course, he was a winner, I think, of Ultimate Fighter Season 17, something like that. But he weighed in a couple of pounds over for his 170-pound welterweight fight, and he wreaked the – I mean, he got hell from Dana White, and he was ridiculed. And they really look down upon you in the world of MMA, especially at these big events, if you don't make the weight. They look so down upon you, and you just don't – whatever you do, make the weight. The bottom line is I always had to make the weight. When you have to make the weight, you have to make the weight. And you know if you're coming in heavy that you're coming in heavy, okay? And why come in heavy? Go out and take care of it. You have to go to a sauna. No matter what you got to do to pay that price to get the weight down to that weight, I had to make 139. You just have to make it. Ricardo Llamas was the winner on the main card. Of course, last night, Fox Sports won. The problem with this card that matchmaker Joe Silva put together – for UFC Fight Night 44 from San Antonio, Texas, was that they all went the route. All the fights on the main card, 6 fights went the distance. Six fights. And the fifth fight, of course, was a 5-round fight. That's a 25-minute fight. But all these other fights, they went the distance. Of course, you got to get fighters in the ring. You got to interview them afterwards. Got to talk about the upcoming events, that kind of good stuff. So we're talking about a better than 3-hour telecast. A little bit lengthy last night for UFC on Fox Sports 1. But, man, Joe Silva put together these evenly matched fights. And when you have evenly matched fights, they usually go to decision. And that's what happened here 6 times last night. Not the most exciting UFC card in history, but pretty good looking card overall. That is UFC, of course, taking about 44 on Fox Sports 1. UFC is doing well on Fox Sports 1. Their numbers are improving. Each month they're going up. And, of course, last night, as far as the live gate was concerned, they did 9,000 people, 9,227 paid in San Antonio, Texas, for a gross of $728,358. That's not too bad. I mean, that's really not too bad when you think about it. $728,000 for a match that's on TV, that's on free TV. So all these people in Houston could have stayed home and watched this, or in San Antonio could have stayed home and watched it on Fox Sports 1, but they decided to go to the event instead, and it grossed $728,000. That tells you the UFC is hot. And what I mean hot is they are there just selling. That's almost $1 million right there, $750,000, as far as a live gate's concerned for something that's on television. Not to say it's unheard of, but it is rare in the world of television, especially in the world of combat sports. Speaking of combat sports, we are just days away from UFC Fan Expo, July 5th and 6th, Las Vegas, Nevada, folks. I encourage you, if you can get in your car, if you live like in California, you're an MMA fan, get in your car. Drive to Vegas. Just drive there, like on Saturday morning. Go to the Fan Expo. It costs you like $60, and then go watch the fight on closed circuit somewhere that night in one of the various little theaters they'll have set up in Las Vegas. $20, I think, $25 max. You can watch the fight on closed circuit television. And hey, it's a good deal. It's a festive audience. Everybody's sort of like in this party mode. Okay, it's almost like being at the fight itself. You actually are at the fight itself. You're just watching on closed circuit television, and everybody's partying and cheering and that kind of stuff around you. A lot better than watching the fight home on pay per view for like $100. So do that. Go to Fan Expo, meet all the MMA stars of the UFC, and of course, take in the Chris Weidman, Lyoto Machida, and defense of the Women's Defense of the World Bantamweight Championship. Talk about Ronda Rousey in action as well. UFC 175, July the 5th. Next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, one of our expert analysts when it comes to the world of the UFC. UFC roster member, King Kyle Kingsbury, light heavyweight, on the line, coming up here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Tower of Power bringing us back in the break. 27 minutes past the hour. Of course, Chael Sonnen mentioned there he's got some issues regarding HGH in his bloodstream, all that kind of good stuff. So he's got some drug issues. Of course, testing positive after a 2008 fight in Oakland, California with then reigning world middleweight champion Anderson Silva. Chael Sonnen out a year, came back after the suspension, said he was leaning, going clean, but maybe got popped here. Maybe. UFC 175 round around the corner, folks. No better guy than to talk UFC than with my MMA expert. I'm talking about light heavyweight himself, Mr. Light Heavyweight, Kyle Kingsbury, the King. Triple K, what's up, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm not Pedro. How you doing, brother?
Doing fine. How's the family?
Everyone's doing great.
Okay. First of all, let's talk about the UFC fight night from Auckland, New Zealand. I guess it's a bit of a surprise to Tahuna losing to Marquardt like that, huh?
Yeah, Marquardt is hit and miss, but, I mean, he's got the talent, no doubt about it.
Okay. And switching gears, last night the fight was from San Antonio, Texas. Now, see, I believe in judging matches, and when I judge a match, I don't look at what's going on between the rounds, all that kind of stuff. I don't care if this guy's dying in the corner, Kyle. It just doesn't matter to me. All that matters to me is the amount of time these guys are either fighting in a boxing match or an octagon, and of that 5-minute or 3-minute round, I'm concentrated for that time. Now, last night I thought that Cub Swanson lost the first 3 rounds and then came back and won the last 2 rounds, sort of like Henderson and Shogun Rua a few years ago in San Jose, California. And I just thought that the wrong guy won. Am I wrong? Talk to me.
Well, I had the first 2 definitely for Stevens, and then I thought that it could have gone either way, but I did think that Cub got him in rounds 3, 4, and 5. And the reason I give him rounds 3 is because of the fact that he hit him with that devastating body kick, and that's when he started to connect and go down to the body. He hit him with some good body shots, punches, the little shovel punch, you know, the mix between the hook and the uppercut with the left hand. He had a lot of damaging shots to Stevens, I think, more so than Stevens had in that round.
Good point. I stand corrected. That kick to the liver was an incredible kick, wasn't it?
It was beautiful. Just got right under the elbow and landed, and you could see him fold over the kick. I mean, it really hurt.
Yeah, well, listen, shots to the liver hurt. Of course, shots to the ribs hurt. But when you get that unprotected organ there and you get a left hook in there, be it as a boxer or a kick as with an MMA fighter, man, that's usually a blow that puts somebody down and paralyzes their lower body as far as their legs are concerned. But you got to give Stevens credit. He hung tough.
Yeah, it was an awesome fight, top to bottom. I wouldn't have been mad if they gave it to Stevens, but I thought they had it right with Cub Swanson.
Okay, Cub Swanson now going to take on Jose Aldo. I guess that's what they want to do, right?
Yeah.
Is Aldo like now? First of all, the biggest upset of 2014 thus far has to be T.J. Dillashaw just beating Renan Braille like a rag doll for 5 rounds. He should have been arrested for domestic violence. I mean, it was like horrific. Here was this guy, hadn't lost a fight since like Ronald Reagan was president or something like that, talking about Renan Braille, the ex-world bantamweight 135-pound UFC champion. And T.J. Dillashaw comes in there and just outworks him, outspeeds him, outboxes him. And a lot of that was boxing 101, huh, Kyle?
The footwork was phenomenal, too. You had to appreciate that. I mean, he was moving around, creating angles, coming in from the outside. He was switching southpaw, going back and forth. He was just incredible. It was a beautiful, beautiful display.
Okay. And Dillashaw now on top of the world, 135 pounds. Now, the guy that won a title shot at 135 pounds is his stablemate, Uriah Faber. That's never going to happen, is it?
Well, I wouldn't say never.
Cormier and Velasquez will never happen. Danny Cormier and Cain Velasquez, right?
That'll never happen because those guys don't want it to ever happen. But Dillashaw said, the way you make me fight my teammate is with money. That's the quote. The way you make me fight Faber is with money. So if it's a matter of money, I think they cough up the cash and they give the fans what they want to see.
You know, Borrell's always one of those guys that's always been a front runner in these five-round title fights because he usually runs the first three or four rounds and he sort of sputters towards the end. Dillashaw just outworked him, kept working him, made him work, and he looked old.
I mean, I assumed Dillashaw would be able to pull away towards the end, but he came out the gate just a level above him. Faster, you know, picking his shots, much more accuracy, and just outworked him, just like you said. I mean, the volume of strikes and the speed at which he was moving in and out, it was awesome. It was just outclassed. I think in the first 2 minutes, Borrell realized that he wasn't going to have much for him.
Now, you do realize Uriah Faber and TJ Dillashaw would be too big for the Arco Arena there, or the Sleep Train Arena up there in Sacramento. That fight would be too big for that.
Way too big.
Way too big. You got to put it in a football stadium or a soccer stadium up there, don't you?
Yeah, they could put it where they go, Toronto, when they did that in the big 55,000.
Yeah, but I'm talking about something they could do something in the Sacramento area. Maybe they could find there's a baseball stadium, a minor league baseball stadium, I think that holds a lot of people. So there's a couple of arenas up there in which they could put in more than they can in the Arc Arena. Maybe they want to go with the indoor element and things like that, but you know, I thought the USC made a big mistake in putting Cain Velasquez and Fabrice Werdum down in Mexico in that 15,000-seat arena because I think that once the tickets go on sale, Dave Meltzer said they'll sell out in like a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have went with a big soccer stadium down there.
Yeah, they should have gone with a soccer stadium there.
You know, how's Cain doing? How's the recovery coming from his surgery and this and that?
Cain's doing great. He just got back with all the coaching staff from filming The Ultimate Fighter Latin America, and he's in training working with me this week. His shoulder is fine. He's just starting to hit mitts and stuff and spar light. He's not sparring hard or anything. Obviously, he's pretty far out from the fight, but he looks good. I mean, he always looks good. He's never really tired. It's kind of funny how his endurance is.
Okay, your buddy, of course, the undefeated, never taken off his feet, the man's for real. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier now fighting at a 205-pounds light heavyweight, former Strikeforce Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight title holder, having beaten Josh Barnett and Frank Mir. Now, Cormier looked pretty good on TV last night. What'd you think?
I love seeing him on TV. He's awesome. He's so smooth on the mic. And he has a wealth of knowledge, so it's awesome listening to him.
Exactly. I think Gilbert Melendez is good, too.
I like Gil. I like Brian Stann, and I definitely like Dominic Cruz. I think Dominic Cruz, the way he breaks stuff down, kind of post-fight, and he talks about all the different angles people are creating and things like that. He's a treat to watch as well.
Talking with Kyle Kingsbury, folks, MMA fighter. Talk to me about Dominic Cruz. Is he going to fight again?
I think he's trying to. It's just a matter of staying healthy. Every time he comes back, something goes wrong, either the knee, the groin. I mean, he's just had one injury after another, so hopefully he gets to come back and we get to watch him fight again.
We're talking UFC 175, folks, in our next segment, of course, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, we combine both about an hour of both boxing and mixed martial arts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then we come back with the Sunday show, 2 hours, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Now, you can go to iHeartRadio.com/talk and become part of the Ring Talk family. They'll tell you when the shows are happening. They're going to have the live shows in the next week to 10 days. iHeart just sent me this big email saying, you know, we're going to go with your show live now, which is cool because they've been going to it with a delayed basis, and still we're pulling in, like, get this, 9,000-10,000 hours a month just on iHeartRadio alone. That's completed hours. There's 22,000 to 24,000 people listening to the show, and they don't listen to an entire hour. Listening to an entire hour is close to 9,000 people in the month of May. So we're climbing at probably about a 15 to 20% clip a month, which is an incredible clip to Klein. We're real happy with the iHeartRadio Network. Want to thank all those folks out there. And tell my buddy James Harris here in the Sports Byline Studios to get that iHeart computer hooked up so we get those live broadcasts going. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. UFC Fight Night 44 in the books, of course. Cub Swanson, a winner over Jeremy Stephens, a five-round unanimous nod. Now we're talking UFC 175 right around the corner. Fan Expo as well, July 5th and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada. UFC 175 pay-per-view. Ronda Rousey and Alexis Davis. Alexis Davis got some tattoos on her, but, you know, Ronda's the real deal. Ronda Rousey, 9-0. That is a co-main event. Of course, the main event, Chris Weidman defending the world middleweight title and his undefeated record against Lyoto the Dragon Machida. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, talking with Kyle Kingsbury about UFC 175 right after the break.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know. So it's bittersweet to see it go. But you know what, man, it's all about progression. And, you know, I was actually going to be out of Strikeforce anyway. But, you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point. So outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved Strikeforce to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject, you know.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
41 minutes past the hour. You're talking to, you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I am jabbing back and forth with my producer, who's like, I'm in this glass fishbowl here on Broadway in San Francisco, and he's on the other side of the bowl, and it's glass. He can say whatever he wants to me. I can't do anything because I'm on the air. Anyway, he's got me. USC, of course, going to go with USC 175. It starts off on Fight Pass next Saturday, July the 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time, with two fights. Then they go live on Fox Sports 1 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, with Uriah Faber, the aforementioned California kid, 30 wins, 7 losses, former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, taking on Alex Caceres, 10-5 with one no contest. Is Alex being brought in here as a record patter here, Kyle Kingsbury, or what?
Well, I think they just like getting Uriah on TV. They like getting him in front of the fans. I think he's going to smoke this guy. I mean, he is a level above him for sure.
Yeah, it just appears that way. Now let's talk about just before we get back to UFC 175, Scott Coker taking over Bellator. Are you surprised there?
No, but I think it's awesome.
I do too. I think it's great. I think it's great for the sport. I think that Scott Coker, after the 3 years of inactivity, after the non-compete clause in the contract, after he sold Strikeforce. You know what? The only knock I have on Scott Coker is that he made millions. They told me he sold Strikeforce like for $34 million. That's what I was told, between $34 and $40 million, according to Dave Meltzer, and Dave knows those kind of numbers. But Frank Shamrock was the guy that clued him in, that told him, you know, you need to start this company, the whole nine yards, blah blah blah. And he didn't give Frank any money. I thought that was a little selfish.
Yeah, I didn't know the backstory on that.
Yeah. So what do you think he's going to do for Bellator?
Man, I think he's going to do a lot of things. You know, they've got for people that don't know, Bellator is on Spike, and you know they're coming up, but they have some good backing. You know, they have Viacom, I think, owns them, and you know Viacom is on CBS and several other stations, and they've got a lot of money, so they can definitely go out and spend cash on free agents. They can get some big names to come over, and anytime there's competition, it's good for the fighters. You know, anytime that people start spending more and trying to outbid each other, it always ends up helping out the fighters in the long run, and competition makes the sport better. You know, it's definitely going to be a good thing in the long run.
He looks like the geek of the year, but I think his name is Ben Askren. Doesn't he look like a geek? He just does. Like, the golly gee whiz. Like, you could, like, push this guy all over the street, and he wouldn't offer any resistance whatsoever. He's a killer.
He is a killer.
I think, you know, as far as the Bellator roster is concerned, I mean, he stands out. I think he's number one as far as pound for pound, as far as their fighters are concerned. Who else is up there in the Bellator, as far as Bellator's roster is concerned, you think is extremely special?
Well, Askren is now gone from Bellator. He's in 1FC, I believe. He was trying to re-sign with Bellator, and this was before Coker was in, obviously. And they ended up, you know, he was going to see if UFC would take him and all that, and they kind of went back and forth, and then Bellator ended up saying, fine, we're not re-signing you. And then the UFC said, no, we're not going to sign you either. And so he was kind of left up Poop Creek without a paddle, basically. Hmm. So he's in 1FC now. I think with Coker there, though, the second his contract is up, they're going to bring him back because he is one of the most talented welterweights in the world.
Okay. We're talking to USC 175, folks. It is right around the corner, July the 5th. Of course, the Fan Expo as well, but the main event is going to be Chris Weidman and Lyoto Machida. Before we get to the main event, let's talk the semi-main event, the rowdy one, Triple R, Ronda Rousey. The rowdy one, of course, 9-0 now, all submission holds with that arm bar, a submission finishes. Take on Alexis Davis, 16-5. Tell me about Alexis Davis.
She's a tremendous striker, and she's aggressive. She's fun to watch. I really appreciate watching her. Again, like we've said in the past, I don't think she has any chance of taking out Ronda. I think McMahon had the best chance just because of her Olympic-level wrestling, and that just didn't show up in the fight, you know. So I think Ronda, she continues to improve and evolve unless she gets caught with a lucky punch. But she's got a good chin, too. So, and I don't know that Alexis Davis, as good a striker as she is, has that kind of one-punch power to take her out.
You know, I thought when she powered away out of that chokehold that Liz Carmouche threw her in, I thought that that spoke volumes to me.
Yeah, and that might have been the closest we'll ever see her losing. You know, she could just run the tables on everyone.
I mean, she just threw that. She threw that chick like a rag doll, man. Girl had her around the neck. She just threw her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Ronda's a real deal. Of course, Ronda threw Victor Arcinian all around, the former world boxing champion out of Armenia, when they sparred. And Ronda works out with the Armenian Olympic team, as does Victor Arcinian. And Victor Arcinian got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. So Ronda Rousey, Alexis Davis, the semi-main event. Ronda Rousey, a huge favorite going into this. And, you know, pound for pound, people are saying she's like number three now on the list. Do you think she deserves to be up there at number three?
No, because...
Pardon me?
Boxers.
Okay, we'll try to get that together, Kyle. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. Kyle Kingsbury is on the line, having some trouble with that line. Kyle, you still there?
Yep, I can hear you. Sorry if my phone's breaking up.
That's all right. I understand you didn't pay the bill. It's not a problem. The main event, Chris Weidman, the undefeated world middleweight champion, the guy that you and I predicted would whoop on Anderson Silva. Everybody laughed at us. Remember? They're still laughing. Some of those people are still laughing.
Some of them still believe that Silva's going to come back and beat him.
Some of them think that they were both flukes, that he deserves no credit. In fact, Meltzer and I were musing over the fact that after Silva had lost to him twice, he was still ranked in the top 10 pound-for-pound ratings at UFC.com over Chris Weidman.
Yeah.
I mean, holy, I was thinking that maybe Anderson Silva had pictures of Dana White in some compromising position or something like that, but God, to be ranked after losing not once but twice. But Weidman, of course, never taken off his feet. Got boxing 101 now, of course, knocked out Anderson Silva the first time. Used that knee check. Now, what do you call that knee check when you check that kick with the shin kick? What do you call that?
That's just a traditional Muay Thai block. You know, you turn it out, it's destructive. You try to get the bottom of your knee, top of your shin, to hit the middle of his shin. And it was textbook. It's just how you train it.
Yee, that looked like it hurt, didn't it?
Yeah. Understatement.
I mean, yikes, man. Holy cow. I didn't want to look at it. It's sort of almost John Jones's toe was pretty bad, but not that bad. It, you know, but
yeah.
There's certain things you say, I prefer not to look at that. Of course, talk about Chris Weidman doing a number on Anderson Silva, not once but twice. Anderson Silva's coming back. And speaking of Dana White, aired his opinions on a subject that you and I hold dear to our hearts. Check this out.
His recovery is amazing. He one of the doctors actually showed me an x-ray of his bone where the actual bone is starting to grow back in just 8 weeks. They said it's unbelievable. And, you know, obviously he's still got to get in there and start kicking and punching and doing cardiovascular training. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, it's looking like he could fight by the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah, and get lit up once again by Chris Weidman. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be if they fight a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time. Now, Dana aired his views on testosterone replacement therapy. We got that clip ready?
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it. So it has to go away. What it is it ruins good fighters. Once you get on this stuff or any type of steroid, you can't get off it. You have to continue to use it, because once you start using it, your body stops producing it like it did before. So it's definitely not good for you. It's meant for 45, 50-year-old men. That's what it's meant for. It's not meant for young, well-conditioned athletes.
Dana White on testosterone replacement therapy. I'm glad the Nevada City Athletic Commission has jumped in and banned this. Kyle, you and I have thought this was legalized cheating from day one.
Yeah, no question. And it's, you know, I think it's just a matter of pressure from the media. That's the only reason the switch in the stance has taken place. But at least we're on the right side of the fence now, and, you know, not the laughing stock of
major sports.
Well, you know, I think that Dana sort of got hip to it when Michael Bisping got lit up by Vitor Belfort in the manner in which he did. I think that sort of was an eye-opener for Dana.
Yeah, I don't think anyone expected that.
Okay. There is a heavyweight fight on UFC 175. Stefan Struve, the skyscraper, the guy's like huge, like 6'8", somewhere around there. Anyway, he's taking on Matt Petroni. Matt got in trouble for calling that Fallon Fox chick a freaking. And, of course, he was right. I mean, we're not trying to be anti-LGBT or anything like that, but you can't have a chick that was born a man fighting chicks. I just don't care. What do you think about that, Kyle?
I completely agree with you. It's pretty. The whole concept is ridiculous, you know. And then the whole I don't want to get too far into this because I don't want to overstep my bounds like Mitrione did.
Yeah.
But it's typical for transgender people to believe that they were of the different. Like, so Fallon Fox believed she was a man the whole time. She was just in the woman's body. So she was finally allowed to be, or believe she was a woman, rather, trapped in the man's body. So when she becomes the woman, then that was the person she already was. Now she just gets to show that, right? So she doesn't think there's anything wrong with it, with fighting other women. But combat sports, I mean, it's just like Joe Rogan says, she's got a man's frame under there. She has man's bones. She's got density. She's got power. She's got the different connections, the tie-ins of the ligament in the connective tissue. It's all stronger. So it's a huge advantage, and it's ridiculous that she gets the fight.
Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, 11-0, taking on Leona Machida, the Dragon, 21-4. Machida's been on a bit of a roll of late. He rediscovered himself at 185 pounds. How's this fight end up?
It's all Weidman. We know this. It's all Weidman. I love Machida. I think he's phenomenal. I think he poses a lot of the same threats that Anderson Silva did. He's fast. He can hit you from outside. He's got pinpoint accuracy. But, again, Weidman can take him down. Weidman's got power in his hands, and Weidman has incredible finishing ability on the ground. He's got great grounded pound, and just he's one of the best grapplers in the game when it comes to his submission game.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why he's on the show. He's one of the great analysts in the world of mixed martial arts. We'll talk about the UFC's very own Kyle Kingsbury. King Kyle, take good care. Have a good week. We'll talk to you real soon. Say hi to your girlfriend for me.
Awesome, brother. Much appreciated, Pedro. Take care.
Thank you so much. King Kyle Kingsbury of UFC fame on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little East Bay soul, my buddy Greg Adams. That badass trumpet there. Carol, he kicking it here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check us out on the iHeartRadio Network, iHeartRadioNetwork.com/talk, and join Ring Talk, and they'll notify you when shows are happening and all that kind of good stuff. We got it going on. iHeartRadio.com/talk. And look for Ring Talk. All the best, folks. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ah, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break. Tower of Power going crisscrossing the country right now. On tour with Journey, the Steve Miller Band. Got it going on. Tower of Power, Journey and the Steve Miller Band, coast to coast, on tour as I speak. Now, let's talk about my USC 175 predictions. Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, will still be the world middleweight champion after his fight with Leona Machida. Machida 21-4, Weidman 11-0. Look for him to go 12-0. Ronda Rousey is going to go to 10-0. She's going to womp all over Alexis Davis, probably stop Davis within the first round, if not the first two rounds. They're the real deal. Both fighters can fight. They're at 135 pounds. They're both females, obviously, in the UFC. UFC only female champion right now is Ronda Rousey. Stefan Struve, he's 7-footer. I thought he was 6'8". He's 7 foot. He's taking on Matt Matroni. I think he's going to shut Matt down. Size will win here. Matroni can fight, but Stefan Struve a little bit bigger. I like to go with the size here. Uriah Hall and Thiago Santos. I'm going to go with Uriah Hall there. Marcos Brimage and Russell Doane. I'm going to go with Marcus. And the rest of the card, of course, is going to be topped by my man opening that Fox Sports 1 card at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'm talking about Mr. Uriah Faber, 30-7. Of course, the California kid out of the Team Alpha Male Gym in Sacramento, California. Taking on a no-name. Guy doesn't know. Nobody knows who this guy is. Alex Caceres, 10-5. 10 wins, 5 losses, 1 no contest. He's 4 inches taller than Uriah. Uriah should look to break him down with body shots and Boxing 101. I expect the California kid to prevail here. No question about that. He's going to look for a fight with TJ Dillashaw, the world bantamweight champion. Of course, his stablemate. It's going to happen. Looks like it's going to happen. Kyle says it'll happen if they offer enough money out there to both guys. And guess what? It will be the biggest fight in MMA history as far as the state capital of Sacramento, California is concerned. They're both from Sacramento. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Don't forget, boxing and mixed martial arts, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then again Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, be yourself. 'Cause I love-